Good evening. My name is Tim. I'm an alcoholic. I think I'm supposed to pretend that I'm nervous because I was asked, "Are you nervous?" like 5 times before I got up here, and I'm not nervous. Like I said, my name's Tim. I'm an alcoholic. I found out I was doing this about 32 minutes ago. You know, it started off with, "Can you help me move a dresser?" And now I'm in Laguna Niguel doing 10 minutes, and I'm like, man, you know, there's a lot of judgmental people here because I can tell. You know, I have a sobriety date of January 21st of 2018. All credit goes to God and the people that showed me how to do this. You know, I'm not unfamiliar with alcoholism. You know, I've been affected by this for a very long time. You know, I believe that the ism really wants me, and it hasn't been able to get me yet. So it's taken everyone else in my life, and that's God's doing. You know, never believed in God. If you did believe in God, I literally thought you were weak. You know, and that's because I was afraid. You know, I was afraid to put my faith in something that I couldn't see. You know, and if there was a God, why is all of these things happening? You know, my parents were alcoholics. They did all of the things that alcoholics do. You know, they did all of the things that kids shouldn't see, and they were deemed unfit parents, you know, and I was removed from their care. And today I know how important it is that I was removed from their care because, you know, I raised a little girl by myself. You know, I'm a single dad to a 12-year-old, and I've had custody of her for about 10 years. And it's my goal is to protect her from the life that I've seen, you know, and the ism is so strong that it tells me all of the time that I'm not doing it right. You know, like you're not doing a good enough job, you know, and if you ask anyone else how I'm doing, and they say great, and I'm the last person to believe it. You know, they say that we're the last person to notice the change in our lives, you know. So long story short, because there's only 10 minutes to go through it, is, you know, I needed a drink at a young age. You know, I'm grateful for alcohol and other things because it kept me alive long enough to find you guys. You know, I don't believe that I would still be here if it wasn't for those things to push down the feelings that I didn't know how to process. You know, and I grew up around a really rough crowd. You know, all of my mom and dad's friends, they were very rough people. You know, they gave me a lot of high hopes when I was young. You know, they used to tell me cool things like, "Hey, you know, when you get older, you're going to go to prison, you know, but you're going to do all right. Do it, you know, like cool, you know." And that's what I did at 19 years old, you know. And I spent most of my 20s in there. And when I came home, I, like the other man, I did not intend on being sober. You know, I cleaned up 3 days before I left, and I told myself that I'm going to stand strong and I'm not going to do anything. Soon as I left, I did that thing that I did not want to do. It was way more powerful than me. You know, and I ended up checking in with my parole officer a couple weeks later, and he approached me with this proposition. He said, "You know, what's going to happen here is you're going to go to a 90-day treatment center. I'm going to send you back to prison for another year." I said, "I need a couple minutes to think about this." You know, I was fully ready to go back there because I was comfortable. You know, it was the only life that I knew. It was what I was used to. You know, and I was afraid of you guys out here, man. You guys were happy, and I didn't want to be happy. You guys wanted to hug, and I wanted to fight, and it's not that way today. You know, I heard somebody up here says that it's about the service that we put into this thing, man. And I got sober in 2011, and I didn't stay sober because I can be a bonehead sober too. You know, I thought that I can just get by with telling people that I'm sober and I can act any way I wanted. You know, but what this is a spiritual program of action. You know, and if you're not focusing on your spiritual condition, then you're not gonna stick around, man. You know, I want to welcome the seven people that identified as new, and especially welcome the person who was afraid to identify. because that was me. I ended up having some years and gave that back because I wasn't earning my seat in here. I was the type of person that would show up and think there's like seat fairies, like the meeting just sets itself up and breaks itself down, and I never had a commitment and I wasn't in any service positions and or anything like that. And in 2018 I met a man who was all about that. He was 36 years sober at that time, and I remember trying to talk to him after a meeting one day to tell him how I feel. He said, "You're gonna have to call me tomorrow. I have a commitment to do." And that man was putting away about 300 chairs, and that man showed me what it's like to let the world be the world. He taught me the difference between character defects and shortcomings. Character defects are doing the things that we're not supposed to be doing, and shortcomings are not doing the things that we're supposed to be doing. And that's weighs pretty heavy on me, because I can fall short in both of those areas. I've, like I said, I've tricked myself into thinking that I'm too busy to go to a lot of meetings and to give back to men in the way that I'm uniquely qualified to do. And that's absolutely not the truth, because if I don't do this, then I don't get to keep everything else that I'm sometimes ungrateful for. Because if you sit and talk to me, like, I deserve more, But if I got what I deserve, none of you guys would want to be around me. Promise you that. Like, just go hide in the hills. And today it's a lot different. I have a faith in God. I really trust and I believe, and I, I keep some of my expectations in my pocket, like some things I want to hold on to and not fully give it to God. And those are the things that I lose the fastest. Those are the things that I absolutely just destroy and lose. So what I do today is I really try to be available and to say yes. Because it's not about me anymore. It was about me for far too long. It's about the new guy today, and I never want to make the new guy feel uncomfortable. My old sponsor used to say, you better be careful how you treat the newcomers. If you treat them the wrong way, they'll be your sponsor one day. All right. And this guy taught me humility. He told me that I need to do nice things for people and not talk about it, because if I talk about it, then I have to start over, because I've been the type of guy that'll do something nice for somebody, and guess what I did? I sat with a bum today and I gave him some money, and so what? I drove past one, and that's not it. I've been a very selfish person for a long time. I like to tell people that I've been the type of person that'll corner you and talk to you about me for 10 minutes, and say, "That's enough about me. What do you think about me?" And today I really want to know what's going on in your life, and how your road's going, and what step you're on, and who are you helping, and things like that. And it's not always easy, Like I said, I have a 12-year-old. Luckily, she's at youth group right now, or I would have totally said, "Hey, I just don't think I'm going to be able to make it because I have to be at home while she sits in her room on her tablet." When the reality is I can be here either way. It comes down to my willingness, which is the keystone to all of the. It's the keystone, and I'm grateful that she was asked to speak here, and that she told me she was doing this a while ago, and I really wanted to come down here, but I really didn't know I was going to talk. There's a lot of people here, and I hope I'm doing a really good job at pretending that I'm nervous, because it's like a podcast. Somebody asked me if they can put it, and I'm like, nope, totally kidding. I didn't plan no speech. I didn't do any of those things. I have worked the steps. I'm willing to talk to any man in here. My phone number hasn't changed in 15 years. And I'm a middle of the night, no matter what kind of person. If you're I will march side by side with you. I won't walk in front of you. I won't walk behind you, but I will walk arm in arm. I can't want this more than you, and I sure as hell can't do it for you. I lost both of my little brothers to this disease. One as recent as last year, and if I could have done it for him, I would have. I would have done double. My name's Tim. That's all I have.
Okay.